has more than doubled. Now, it's particularly bad in Sligo for older people, and it's also bad in Leitrim. It's not quite as bad for people with disabilities, but the number of hours are huge in regard to that. We're talking about over 1,200 hours left unfilled where people have been approved for to get the home care services and no service there for them. Now, the HSE tell us that a lot of this is down to recruitment of staff and that they can't get staff, etc. Now, my experience has been, and I've written to Bernard Gloucester in respect of this, that while they advertise to recruit staff, they don't actually recruit them. It could be months after people do their interview before they're contacted saying, are you still interested in that position? And that's simply, you know, unacceptable in this such circumstances. We have so many hundreds of people out there, particularly elderly people, waiting to get home care services and can't get them. So I've written to Bernard Gloucester in the HSE. I'm also writing to the Minister, and I'm going to raise it in the Dáil in respect to this, because it's outrageous that we have so many people out there who have been approved hours, many of them in hospital waiting to get home, and there has to be a home care package around them, and it's unable to be provided, and they end up staying in longer term, either nursing homes or sometimes in hospitals, you know, where, when they could be at home where they want to be if the proper service is put in place for them.
As you touched on, the HSE would say that they have a rolling recruitment campaign that's obviously continuously ongoing across Sligo and Leitrim. But are you effectively accusing the HSE then of not actually doing anything about that or not taking it seriously enough?
Well, if you want to use the word accuse, you can. But what I'm saying is that my experience when I talk to people and I've spoken to people who have gone for the interview, who have looked for the position and nothing happened for months on end, and they went off and found another job somewhere else, and then they'd be contacted saying, you know, we have position open now, are you prepared to come to it? And obviously the person isn't going to sit on their hands waiting. You know, they've gone and they've found work elsewhere. So, you know, it is a problem that while they talk about recruiting staff, the actual recruitment of them has not been taken with the kind of urgency that it needs to be taken with in the circumstances where we have hundreds of people waiting for home care hours that are left unfilled. And it's important to point out, you know, those hours that are in that table, and it shows it month by month, in each county, how many home care hours are left unfilled. That's the hours that have been approved. In most of those cases, they would have had their district nurse would have come out and visited the person in their home and said, you know, this person needs 2 hours a day or whatever, and the number of hours approved would always be considerably less than that. So the actual need is greater than what's put out on this particular graph that we have back from the HSE.